The Apostolic Nuncio to Egypt and the Arab League, Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald, on Saturday addressed a course for African diplomats here in Rome. The course was organized by the Gregorian Foundation and the Jacques Maritain Institute to introduce diplomats from countries where Christians are a minority to the work of the Church and the involvement of the Holy See in international affairs. Archbishop Fitzgerald spoke with Philippa Hitchin about the initiative.
It's an interesting initiative, I think, that the Gregorian Foundation, together with the Jacques Maritain Institute, has offered this course. It did so last year, as you know, for people from the Middle East, and there were Egyptians, or at least one Egyptian, taking part in that. This year for Africa, it's to help them to understand the Catholic Church, the Holy See, the involvement of the Church in international affairs. They are also going to visit Turin and look at some of the social work of the Church. So this is designed to give diplomats an idea, an understanding of how and why the Church is involved in international affairs.
To give greater visibility or perhaps even a higher profile to the Church in these countries where Christians are often a very small minority.
That is one of the roles of a nuncio, certainly, that to, in a sense, to defend the interests of the Church. Sometimes the Church does not have access to corridors of power, if you like, whereas the nuncio, as an ambassador, can have greater access and so can act as an intermediary for the concerns of the Church there. I discovered that when I was working in the Council for Interreligious Dialogue, when we went to have meetings in different places, it was only then really that I discovered, how important a nunciature could be and how useful they could be in some countries. So I think it could also help the Holy See, because the Holy See wants support also for some of its positions in the international world, and it could help them to get the sympathetic ear of ambassadors or future ambassadors of African countries.
As nuncio, not just to Egypt, of course, but also to the Arab League, it's one of perhaps the most interesting, perhaps the most challenging of the nuncio's positions.
Well, all nunciatures have different, we don't have the problem of arranging the appointments of bishops, because they're mostly Oriental churches who have a synodal system, but there is this role of the, not to the, some people think that I should go to visit all the countries of the Arab League. No, that's not it. I'm just there to attend meetings at the headquarters of the Arab League and attend the formal meeting at the beginning and some of the briefings that take place afterwards, but also sometimes make contact with the people in the Arab League. There is potential there. The Arab League itself is in a certain amount of crisis at the moment. The Arab world is not really united, and so it's difficult sometimes for the Arab League to do what it wants to do even. Let us hope that the Arab League initiative in the Lebanon will succeed, and this will bring something and can restore the prestige of this movement, this body, which I think can be a very useful body.
Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald, the Apostolic Nuncio to Egypt and the Arab League.